The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you can't hear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and deliver it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine, and for this reason I have told you that he will take from what is mine and deliver it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. It's nice to have this Mass again. I haven't been here for some months. Last Sunday at this very time, I was on a stage in Louisville, Kentucky with the Dalai Lama. And I was the Christian representative. And there were Hindus there and Muslims and Jews and atheists. And we all had to speak together with the Dalai Lama about what our religion understood as the meaning of compassion. As you might or might not know, perhaps the most quoted line from the Dalai Lama is that, my religion is kindness. Isn't that simple? My religion is kindness. And so he challenged all of the other world religions and said, how do you teach kindness or compassion? And how does this come from your understanding of God? So I had the job of representing the Christian tradition, and for me, the job was rather easy because of the feast we celebrate today. And yet this feast of God as Trinity has not exercised a lot of influence, I'm sad to say, in Christian understanding of God. If you'd actually question most Catholics, Christians, Protestants too, about their real image of God, it's sort of an old man sitting on a throne. And he's upset half the time, and our job is to make this God happy. This, of course, has almost nothing to do with our actual doctrine, our actual belief in the nature of God. What our tradition believes is that God is a fountain fullness of love, a water wheel flowing constantly in one direction, Father to Son, Son to Holy Spirit to Father, Father to Son, always outflowing, always outpoured, always giving, never taking, but only receiving what the other gives. Now, it would take the rest of your life to try to comprehend what that means. And that's why most of us just didn't try. We just shelved the doctrine of the Trinity, and once a year on this day we bring it out, and you all, of course, as good Catholics, would say you believe in the Blessed Trinity, but then we really don't, because we don't know what to do with it. We can't paint it. We can't even imagine it. It took us 3 centuries to try to verbalize what this meant. That God was invisible formlessness, that we call the Creator or the Father. That God took shape and form in the one that we call Jesus, the Son. And all of these are simply words trying to grab at the reality, at the experience. And it can't finally be verbalized. It can only be experienced. And that this relationship between the two, between the formless one and the form, is the Holy Spirit. Now, you good Catholics have signed yourself probably hundreds of thousands of times. But I want to reinvigorate that practice, since you're probably going to do it now and then, and allow you to understand it in your body, in yourself. Because it has to be experienced. It can't really be force-fed or taught verbally. So first, you sign your head. It's funny because in the name of the Father is precisely that which we can't understand. And yet we begin with this attempt to understand that which is not understandable by touching our forehead. Then you make a vertical line down your body to your gut or your belly, and you say, and the Son, Jesus, the Christ, is the one who makes visible this eternal invisibility. And that's the unique belief. As I was describing this, I could see some of the Jews and even the Sufis shaking their head. They didn't agree with this. They wouldn't dare to say it, but that's what we believe. That this invisible God became visible in the person of Jesus. Now what we did, we so fell in love with this Jesus that we pulled him out of the Trinity, and most Christians just say Jesus is God, which isn't really correct. The Trinity is God. And when you try to understand Jesus outside of this communion, this water wheel of ever-flowing love, you don't really understand Jesus. So first you draw the vertical line down your body. Something you can experience a little bit in your head, a little bit in your heart, and maybe mostly in your gut. And then, after drawing this vertical line, the length of your upper body, then you draw a horizontal line across. And the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is precisely that connection, that communion, that love, that relationship, that flow of life and love that has created the whole universe that we call the Holy Spirit. And we never dared to give any personal form to the Holy Spirit because we knew it was talking about relationship itself. So we used the dove, we used fire, wind, flowing water, all dynamic images of interaction, of relationship, of communion, of connection. So whenever you feel connected, you're in the Holy Spirit. Really connected, not just emotionally. Whenever you disconnect yourself by anger, judgment, hatred, cruelty in any form, you are not in the Holy Spirit. You're operating outside of that in which you were created. So let the sign of the cross be a body prayer for the rest of your life. No, you can't understand it. I can't understand it. I try to teach about it and talk about it and pretend I understand, but I can only allow it. I can only allow that flow, that communion, that energy, that dynamism, that vitality, that communion, that love, that fire, that water, that descending dove that we call the Holy Spirit. You'll know when you're there. And I'm sad to say, I hope you'll recognize now when you're not there. When you don't want to be in relationship. When you don't want to be in love or communion with what's right in front of you. That's the easiest indication for when you're living in love, in God, inside the Holy Spirit and the Trinity, or simply as a separate little you and me standing on the side of life. So let's together one more time, maybe this time with a bit more consciousness, sign ourselves again together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.